This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Democratic majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The 45th president is on the verge of becoming the first impeached twice. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol Wednesday. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. This is VOA News. Top Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says he will fly home to Russia this weekend. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Navalny is making this move despite the Russian prison service's latest motion to put him behind bars for allegedly breaching the terms of his suspended sentence and probation. The Kremlin critic is convalescing in Germany from an August poisoning with a nerve agent that he's blamed on Russia. He charges that Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to deter him from coming home with new legal motions. Despite all this, he says he will nevertheless come back from Germany on Sunday. Navalny is Putin's most outspoken critic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses it was holding back for use as second shots to inoculate Americans older than 65 years old, as well as Americans with underlying health conditions. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the new strategy would not interfere with Americans waiting for a first dose. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 9 million Americans had been given their first COVID-19 vaccination dose as of Monday morning. That is less than one-third of the total doses distributed to states by the U.S. government. States, not the federal government, are responsible for administering the vaccines to their citizens. Meantime, while COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the United States, many state leaders are showing reluctance to order further lockdowns. Japan expanded a coronavirus state of emergency Wednesday to 7 more regions, including Osaka and Kyoto, and tightened border restrictions and infection surge nationwide. The expansion means that from Thursday, 11 of the country's 47 prefectures will be under the state of emergency, accounting for about 60% of its GDP. While the country's outbreak remains comparatively small, with around 4,100 deaths overall, there has been a sharp spike in cases this winter, and medics say hospitals are under heavy strain in the worst affected areas. The month-long state of emergency was implemented in the Greater Tokyo area last week. It asks restaurants and bars to close by 8 p.m., with residents urged to avoid unnecessary outings and working from home strongly encouraged. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.